Hey everyone, I hope everyone is doing well. This is going to be a video talking about my programming and the way that I made adjustments to the program that I'm doing. This program is freely available if you make an account with Catalyst Athletics. I don't feel bad about disregarding the distribute or publish Catalyst Athletics program without permission. Not really publishing or distributing it as my own information. Clearly it's on them or on their website, and that's the one I'm using. I'm logged in and whatnot. But with their program, like I said, it's free. So all you do is log in and you can see this exact program without paying a single dime. So I don't feel bad about making a video including it, seeing how it's not something that I paid for, nor does anyone have to pay for it. But anywho, going with the day one, the first adjustment that I was making during this 5 week cycle was changing the back squats to front squats. I kept the percentage the same, the 5x5 the same, just did front squats twice a week. With clean deadlifts, for the first week they were kind of clean deadlifts. They pretty much turned into clean pulls because the percentage was light. So I made the first day, made them clean pulls just because my pulling strength is extremely high relative to what I can actually clean. It's more beneficial for me to just to work heavier and to do clean pulls, since on that Saturday I was doing some clean deadlifts and making an adjustment. But I'll touch upon that later in the video as I get down in the days of the week. With the push presses, kept that exactly the same. Jerk dip squats, kept that the same. Weren't any changes on there, just tried to add 5 pounds each week. That was really the key with this program. I added 5 pounds for the first 4 weeks, and then for the last week, since I was being more aggressive, I added 10 pounds for the different exercises. The focus was to work on my front squatting, just general strength, but I really wanted to push up my front squat. I added weight to everything, and I was able to do that throughout the week, so it was definitely a nice thing. But if I wasn't able to, then I would have just focused on adding weight onto the front squatting. But like I said, I was able to do it to everything, so that was really nice. The day two was a lighter day. It was muscle snatches, power clean, power jerk, and jerk. For me, all my jerks are power jerks, so they were essentially just doing 3 sets of 3 of power jerks. With the either first or first 2 weeks, I forget exactly how long I did do it. I would do the cleans and the jerks separate. I decided to have them combined, so I would do a 3+3 with 3 cleans and 3 jerks. Pretty much all my cleans are power clean, so I didn't really worry about that. Maybe threw in like a front squat there on an odd week. And then with all the power jerks, some of the weeks I added pauses into those, where I would do 2 pauses and then a regular jerk, where you squat down on the jerk, like kind of like a jerk dip squat that you see me do on the day one workout of the weeks, and you pause there and then you do the jerk. So muscle snatches, pretty self-explanatory with those. Those were completed every week, just try to add a little bit of weight. With those, they're supposed to be pretty light on this particular day, but I'm focusing on building strength, so I wasn't worried about doing a little bit extra volume on that day. Did forget to mention one thing on the day one of the week. I did add in weighted dips, and I did those twice a week on Saturdays instead of benching, and then also on Monday. I did change that later in the program, but I'll talk about that once I get to the Saturday day. Was consistent about doing the weighted dips each week and just trying to add some volume, whether it was weight or additional reps on that particular day. I really like weighted dips. Just have to be careful not to do too much volume with those, otherwise my biceps kind of get, or at least my biceps on my left side get a little achy. But thankfully, that wasn't too bad. So on the Wednesday day, I kept everything the same as far as the percentages and the exercises. I tried to increase, like I said before, by 5 pounds with each one. The only additional thing that I did add were some rows, so barbell rows after this exercises. And these all went generally well. They obviously got more difficult as the weeks went on. With various workouts, I did ab work. I don't really feel the need to specify that, but I did a lot of weighted planks and leg raises or knee ups or just random, whatever ab stuff I could, you know, throw in on random days. But I won't focus on those because those weren't, they're just as I felt like doing them. So they weren't really on a structured day per se. Thursday is the rest day. It's really nice because you're absolutely destroyed with volume from the Monday and Wednesday and even from the Tuesday. So that's a very critical day. Friday, for me, I changed overhead squats from doing 3 sets of 5 to doing a snatch balance and overhead squat complex. So it'd be a 3+2, 3 sets of 3+2. With the same weight, trying to add that 5 pounds each week. It's a common theme that you're hearing without with these. And trying to progress those. For some of the weeks I did the pause at the bottom, some of the weeks I didn't. I definitely want to do those more. I think it's going to be beneficial to pause at the bottom. because that's where it's the most difficult to stabilize the weight above the head, and that's where I'm going to benefit the most from those exercises as far as developing my shoulder strength in that position. Tall snatches, you will have probably seen those if you follow the day, I believe I call them the day four workouts. You can see on here, I don't really count the rest day as a day. So the day five that you see here is the day four. So if you see those, the tall snatches are where you stand with your legs fully erect and then you just have the bar at your hips, pull up and then get under it. They're really light as far as the weight that you use for them, but they're very difficult to do because it's focusing on the speed under the bar as well as the quality of the pull up until you have that wrist flip. I tried to progress those, wasn't able to progress them that much, but I wasn't really, they're not really like a strength exercise, they're more of a technique thing, and I think the most I use is like 95 pounds of those. Last exercise of this Friday are high hang snatches. Essentially those are when you're doing snatches where you have the bar kind of like your mid quad, really can vary depending on where you have it, mostly just above the knee, and then I made them power snatches just because those are easier for me, and the weights, you know, I would have to go pretty heavy to do a actual snatch, and I don't know, I'm not to the point where my snatch work is full snatches. Essentially if I'm doing snatch work, it's power snatches almost exclusively until I get to a very high percentage, but with those I kept them as power snatches, and they're definitely good work for me to do, and they definitely helped me on Saturdays with the snatches that I was doing on that day. So on the Saturday day, I obviously every week did the snatch and clean and jerk max. That's pretty self-explanatory, just work to a heavy single and then stop. Instead of doing a deadlift max on this first week and really in the subsequent weeks from the first one, I would do deadlift volume of some sort, usually a 3x3, and then I would add 10 pounds each week with that. And specifically 10 pounds of that, since I was only focusing on the, and these were more like clean deadlifts, not really a true deadlift. I would say keep my shoes on, do all that stuff, and try to add 10 pounds since I really only had this day dedicated to doing more heavy pulls. But after this, on the first, I believe two weeks, I would do weighted dips after I did the deadlifts. After that, I added in some bench press. So I would do a 5x5 with closed grip bench. I'll probably continue to add that when I start this back up on this next Monday with adding in some bench volume. I think it's a beneficial exercise to building my triceps, and it's something that I still want to progress. And doing all the shoulder volume with the weightlifting movements will continue to strengthen my shoulders, but I think having some more dedicated time with my triceps, or at least focusing more so on my triceps, will work, and getting some more pressing volume isn't going to be bad as long as it doesn't limit my mobility. And thankfully, I mean, I don't think benching once a week is going to be enough to, you know, get me muscle bound, especially since I do lots of mobility work anyway, so I'm not really going to get you know, that partial range of motion, or stuck in that partial range of motion, you know, like a Mark Bell or something like that, where I, you know, have no mobility at all. I definitely enjoy being flexible and mobile within different planes, and I think it's a valuable skill to have, and just kind of like something that's healthy in general to do, whether you are doing it for a specific purpose or not. Just being able to move through different planes is a good thing to do. But that's essentially what my week of training was. I would repeat this week over and over, and I did it for those 5 weeks with some adjustments throughout, like I mentioned, you know, the weighted dips, the bench press, and different things like that. But when I start this cycle back up, I'll start back at the top and talk about some of the adjustments I'm going to make. Essentially, I'm going to do another 5 weeks and then deload. I think that was a good amount of time to where I was able to push myself pretty hard but not break down to the extent where I'm injured and have to take time off. So going back with the day one, I'm going to keep everything the same as far as what I was doing before, except change the front squats that I was doing instead of the back squats back to regular back squats. I'm going to do the 5x5, all of that stuff, clean pulls still, the weighted dips, all of that good stuff. With the day two, all of that should actually remain the same. I'll probably continue to do the power cleans and the jerk or power jerks or whatever together as some sort of big complex and just continue to do that. With that Monday, I may move the weighted dips to that day two. I did that on the last week, I think, just because I was so tired from doing all the other work. So that may be something I do in the future. Wednesday is a day I have to think about more extensively. I want to keep the front squats there. I'll most likely make those a 5x5 instead of a 4x5. I'll continue to have the snatch pulls. Instead of having the jerk volume be how it is now, I may make that an additional push press day, where I do the push press work after I work to a heavy single or a max on power jerks. I think that would be beneficial to me continuing to push up my jerk without doing too much volume with that, and to focus on building up my push press, which will help build leg and shoulder strength in general, which is something that's going to benefit me more than doing lots of jerks, at least I think. But that still is undecided, so I have to spend some time thinking about that. I'll continue to have the barbell rows in on that day, since I think they're a really great exercise for the back. Thursday will continue to be a rest day. If I do anything, it'll just be extra mobility work. If I were to go in, most likely I wouldn't go in on that extra day until the school year is out, since it's more beneficial for me to take that day off at home, since I can get some videos edited, some extra schoolwork done, or just go to bed earlier in general. But in the summer, I'll have that lots of extra time, so I may go in and just, you know, maybe do arms or something random. And as it mentions on here, you know, foam rolling, different things like that. I do a lot of that at home anyway. I foam roll for a good bed or stretch in some sort of way. It actually warms me up and then makes it easier to go to bed. Not really the best about doing it extensively, but I definitely always do something before I go to bed, since I enjoy stretching in general. It just can be tiresome when you're already tired from a long day at work. On this fifth day, I'll continue to have the snatch balance and overhead squat complex, the tall snatches, the high hang snatches. I may mess around with those a little bit to make them to where I catch and do an overhead squat or some sort of variation on that, have them to be super high where I have to actually get under it fully. We'll see how that works, but who knows. So on this Saturday day, maybe an adjustment that I make, I'll continue to have the snatch, the clean and jerk, and the deadlift volume. It may be something where I add in an additional front squat day. It wouldn't be where I would do anything extremely taxing like a 5x5, but something like what I was doing with the deadlifts, where I would do a 3x3 of some sort. I'm not entirely sure about that. I still want to have the close grip benching on that day, but I feel like I would benefit from doing an additional day of some squatting of some sort. I don't know if that will turn into, or if it will turn into nothing, or if that will turn into a day where maybe I do some split squats or some leg press or some other form of leg exercise to focus on developing my quads. Maybe just some regular squats, who knows. But I have to think more about the day. I think I will most likely add something like that in addition, so that will be a very heavy day in general as far as the different exercises that I do with the various deadlifts and squats and snatches and clean jerks and whatnot. Obviously, I want to continue to try to progress in my maxes, but the focus at this time is to really maintain. Obviously, it's nice, you know, hit new PRs, and I did that several times during this program, which was frankly surprising. But it's nice to be able to do those PRs, but the focus more so is to just develop general strength for the movements, and not really general in general, but general for weightlifting movements. And that's going to be something that's going to benefit me more in the future than just trying to hit a PR this week by, you know, not doing as much. I'm going to benefit a lot more from building up my squats and my presses and things like that, and my pulls, and that will translate to the maxes on that day. And I'm sure that's part of the reason why I was able to progress up with my snatch and clean and jerk and whatnot as I went on through the weeks, and even with my deadlift. I was very happy on that last week doing 505 pounds for four. I would like to be able to pull 600 pounds by the end of this year. In my shoes, the best pull I've ever had in shoes is 565, and the best pull that I've had in general was with a deadlift bar, where I did 605, which I did like last year, like a full year ago in January, so like January 2017 if I remember correctly. Could have been longer than that. It's actually a standalone video on my channel. If you go back and search, you'll actually be able to find it. But I would like to be able to do that just on a regular basis, and obviously push up my other lifts. But I don't want to let my deadlift go to waste, just like my bench press. I don't want that to go to waste. I would like to continue to progress those. It just isn't, you know, I only deadlift 595. It's not as if 600 is some magic number. I just want to get stronger and push all my numbers up. Obviously, you know, I want my squat and various presses to go up, but that's more directly worked on with the weightlifting movements. So I want to focus on the pulls and other stuff as well and continue to get those up. But there's a lot of this accessory work down here, like the rows and the rope climbs, and a lot of that stuff is more in the realm of CrossFit, and it's not really beneficial for weightlifting, so there's not really a point to do that. I can add in more beneficial accessory work than what is recommended by them on these. So there is some of those adjustments that I make, and I think they will, or at least they have, enhanced the quality of the program, and I think I'm getting better at thinking about programming in a weightlifting sense, and being able to think about different progressions, and at least more so in a strength aspect. I definitely have some room to grow in my understanding of how to peak for a meet or how to just get good at doing lots of singles. And that's something that as I get closer to a competition will be more of a focus. But right now, the goal is just to get as strong as I can. And that being said, I'm going to wrap up this video now. If you have any questions about anything I talked about, please leave those in the comments down below. I won't link directly to this program, but if you want to find it, I'll go up to the title of it. If you go to Kylus Athletics, it's a 5-week strength cycle program. It's literally titled that. It's 100% free. You just have to make an account. You can buy other programs that are on here, but this one is free. So you don't have to worry about paying for it, and it's freely available. And yeah, I think the first time when I did this program, I did the whole thing, the whole 5 weeks, and followed the program as closely as I could, minus, you know, the weird accessory work they'd have, like the kettlebell swings and whatnot. But this time I just repeated that first week, essentially, and I worked really well. So I'll probably continue to do that until I get really stuck as far as my strength levels, and then make some adjustments there. But with that being said, I'll talk to you all in the next one, and I hope you all have a great day.